Urs Bueller felt that the Vatican was the only place in the world which was still run in a reliable and orderly fashion, and he was prepared to risk his life to protect and to maintain this holy order, at all costs and under all circumstances. As a Swiss national and as a Catholic with basic military training, he had met the requirements to join the Swiss Guards, the oldest and smallest army in the world, when he was still a young man. However, during a visit to a cafe in his second year of service as a guardsman, he had beaten the living hell out of an Italian who had told one too many racist jokes about the Swiss. As a result, Bueller had quit the service voluntarily, and at the age of 28, he had entered the Foreign Legion. For 15 years, he had seen and experienced the worst shitholes in the world on several different continents. He had seen death coming for him and others, and he had seen enough insanity, chaos, and dirt to break him utterly. But Urs Bueller had not been broken. He had enjoyed being a legionnaire. Every year on April 30th, he and some comrades still celebrated the anniversary of the Battle of Camaron, the highest holiday in the Foreign Legion's calendar. Bueller had simply understood that it was time for a change, before it was too late. It so happened that this desire for change had fallen just as the Vatican was trying to update its safety and security operations and was searching for well-trained people with experience who fitted the profile of the Swiss Guards. Bueller had rejoined the Guards at the rank of Lieutenant Colonel, and within 5 years he had risen to Colonel and Commander of the Guards. 5 happy years, which he had used to systematically modernize his troops. He had turned an operetta army in bloomers with halberds, muzzle-loading rifles, and crossbows into the modern and combat-able personal protection force of the Pope. Not an easy task considering the limited number of only 109 troops. Even though his guardsmen still wore the slightly carnivalesque Renaissance uniforms in the colors of the Medici and still protected the gates of the Vatican, the aisles of the museums, and the Apostolic Palace with halberds and pepper spray, there was now a sala operativa in the quarters of the Swiss Guards, an operational room with the latest surveillance and communication equipment. Bueller had also modernized his guardsmen's armaments, but his main concern was that the young guards should receive excellent combat training. As the guards would never be able to withstand any attack with heavy weapons, their strength could only be the mobile defense of the Vatican interior and, under all circumstances, the protection of the Pope. Indeed, Urs Bueller understood his service in the Swiss Guards as a service to God. For him, the Guard was neither a group of pompous bodyguards nor a monastic order, neither a club for the preservation of traditional costumes, nor an elite crew of military men. For Bueller, the Swiss Guard was something utterly old-fashioned and only for this reason so successful, a confederacy bound by oath.